The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue will be accompanied by a couple of episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which will expand on the content and provide you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or nursingnoteslive.com, or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. Also, check out the campaign's latest initiative, Thank a Nurse, which includes a new mobile app game called Happy Nurse, available in the App Store and online at www.discovernursing.com, and The Art of Nursing, a Portrait of Thanks mosaic project that invites nurses from around the world to submit photos online to be part of a historical image. Submit your photo at www.campaignfornursing.com. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I got the chance to speak with Gillian Celebrese and Lisa Sunshine of the Urban Zen Foundation Integrative Therapy Program. And then join me as I talk to nurses Liz Latuga, Patty Heideman, Jennifer Owens, and Deborah Kappa Clegg, all recent winners of the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program Nurse Scholarship. We'll start off with you, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about your background.
My background is in creating awareness for nonprofit campaigns. My first one was the One Campaign for Bono, and I've come to Urban Zen, which is Donna Karen, the fashion designer's nonprofit organization. And together, Gillian and I work. Donna's created a program that trains nurses, allied healthcare workers, and people from the yoga community in a variety of Eastern healing modalities. So my function is to let people know what we're doing and how to get involved.
And Gillian, how about you?
Well, I'm the program director for the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, and my background is a combination of business and healing healthcare work. So I've been a body worker and massage therapist in the state of New York for more than 15 years, and I have a strong yoga background and went through the program myself and liked it so much I stayed involved and have since become the program director.
So let's talk a little bit about what the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program is. What do you expect when a healthcare professional comes in and takes this type of a training? What do you want them to learn and take away from it?
Well, what we do is we train in five different modalities. We train in the modalities of yoga therapy, essential oil therapy, Reiki, which is a form of energy work that can be done hands-on or hands-off. And we train in contemplative care or mindfulness practices and in nutrition. We use those modalities to create, if you will, a tool belt so that a healthcare professional has other options, some non-pharmacological options to deal with the symptoms of disease. And we call that the panic model. It's pain, anxiety, nausea, insomnia, constipation, and exhaustion. So they become adept in using these different modalities to address those individual issues. So if there's a patient in pain, they've got some other options, whether it's movement in bed or some breath awareness work, use of essential oils. They have other options other than just strictly pharmacological approaches.
I'm excited as a nurse to hear about using some alternative therapies, just because as a nurse, I know that patients don't always respond well to traditional medicine and can sometimes really benefit from alternative types of therapies to relax them, to decrease anxiety, to remove focus from pain and reduce their levels of perceived pain. What are you excited about as far as getting some of these nurses involved in this specific type of training?
Well, one of the things we've already seen is the first part of our program is really a self-care component, how to take care of themselves. And we all know that things like burnout or compassion fatigue are something that all nurses have, all healthcare professionals can come across in their careers. So the first portion of the program is really about training these nurses to take care of themselves. And we've seen immediate action. They're taking action to be better, to be healthier in the way that they approach life and approach their work with a sense of balance and mindfulness. The other thing is that they're able to take these, you know, as soon as they're integrating these modalities and learning them, they're going to be the perfect candidates to bring this work out into the world because they are already doing work with patients directly.
I like to hear that you're doing something with self-care. It's one of those pet peeves I think I have when I talk to other nurses, and I'm as guilty of it myself. We do a great job of taking care of other people. We're not so good at taking care of ourselves. I think we're so focused on caring for others in many cases that we don't often look back at what's going on for ourselves. So it's nice to hear that there's that self-care component, and really that self-awareness can be a great benefit to help you be more aware of what's going on with other patients.
Right. You know, one of the things we've done here at Urban Zen as well is taken an offshoot of this program into nursing colleges. We've started up at Kent State, and we're actually teaching the nursing students these self-care modalities. So it's wonderful to see that they're getting this early on in their careers. As a matter of fact, well before they even start their first clinical rotation, they're able to employ these modalities for self-care.
Now, how long does this training program last, typically? If a nurse were looking at getting involved with learning something about this, is this something that is 6 weeks, several months, a year? What do you look at when you bring somebody in to train for something like this?
Well, our program is actually a 12-month, 500-hour program. 100 of those hours are clinical rotation and orientation, but they are 400 class hours and work hours to learn these skills and learn how to integrate them for patient care and self-care. So we meet once a month for extended weekends, either 3 or 4 days long, and it's over the course of 12 months. One of the greatest things for us in this process with Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future is we're going to be able to watch these four nurses that are scholarship winners and how they progress through the program over the course of a year and really be able to see their transformation both personally and professionally.
Well, I'm excited to talk to the nurses and find out what their expectations are. And I just wanted to, again, Lisa and Gillian, thank you both for joining us and sharing a little bit about this exciting program, and thank you for partnering with the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future to enable us to get four nurses involved with this program as part of this exciting scholarship project.
Well, thank you, and if I could just on one parting word, we're hoping that these four women who have been years on the floor will be inspiration to nursing students wherever they are. We had the pleasure and honor of participating with Johnson & Johnson at the NSNA conference a few months ago where we met hundreds and hundreds of our future nurses. All of them were very excited by the work we were doing. They experienced a very brief integrative therapy session, and they all felt if they had these opportunities to learn these skills while they were in school, it would make a huge difference. Apparently, you nursing students carry quite a load, much more beyond the average student. You're basically full-time working and full-time students. So there's some skills here that will give you resilience, ground you, allow you to sleep much better, wake up more refreshed. Johnson & Johnson and Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program are dedicated to attracting more people who are determined to be caregivers and giving them the skills to stay in the profession.
I'm back with our four Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Scholarship winners from the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. And I'm going to briefly go through and introduce each of them and ask them each to talk a little bit about their background in nursing. I'll start off with Deborah Capick Clegg. And Deb, tell us a little bit about your nursing background.
I've been a nurse for 40 years. In the first 20 years, I did a lot of med-surg, intensive care, ER. I also worked in hospice. I've worked in drug rehabs. So I've had a really varied career. And in the next 20 years, I also worked in a lot of psychiatric nursing. And presently, I'm working in a psychiatric unit.
Interesting. And I'm sure there's a lot you could, a lot of different ways to bring alternative therapies into the psychiatric patient care setting.
Definitely, yes, absolutely. And I've also, alongside of that career, my conventional career, I've been involved in holistic nursing for 30 years. So I have used some techniques in those 30 years, obviously, for patients and family and friends.
So this is not completely new therapy ideas to you, but certainly a more intensive look at different types of therapies.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not completely new, but it certainly is bumping it up many levels.
Great, great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your impressions here a little bit later on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We also have Jennifer Owens on with us. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about your nursing background.
My nursing background is a lot shorter than Dev's. I graduated in 2000 from Michigan State University with my BSN, and I've worked all of my career in adult med-surg, primarily came for patients post-operative once they've left the PACU. And currently I work at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, and I work on a general surgery, urology, gynecology unit. As far as my experience with holistic nursing, I've not taken a holistic approach into the hospital. However, I've always subscribed to it as being the real true foundation of what nursing really is. And so I'm really looking forward to being able to bring back these modalities to just kind of help take care of the entire person versus just their acute condition.
Yeah, it's difficult when you work in acute medicine, in an acute healthcare system, to bring that whole holistic patient care attitude that nursing is so good at doing, to bring that to the patient's bedside.
I think historically it has been, but I think that we are moving back towards holism because that is really where we'll be able to prevent disease and prevent chronic illnesses that cost the country so much money in health care to begin with. So I think that we're at a point where there's going to be a paradigm shift where actually it's already beginning, and that it will become more and more embraced, especially now that we have research-based evidence that can back up the benefits of holistic health versus traditional conventional medicine.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you some more about that in just a second. I'd also like to introduce Patty Heidemann. And Patty, let's talk a little bit about your background.
I've been a nurse for over 30 years, and I started out working in oncology and med-surg, did a little bit of labor and delivery. But for the past 20 years, I've been working in psychiatry and mostly adolescent inpatient psychiatric unit. I became interested in the healing modalities about 4 or 5 years ago and became a Reiki practitioner and an aromatherapy, a clinical aromatherapist. And I'm really delighted to be able to take this course and learn even more about it, get new perspectives, and hopefully learn how I can bring this into my workplace or into the cancer centers in my community. I'm already using the Reiki and aromatherapy in some of the senior centers in my community, but I really would like to make this my career, using the healing modalities in nursing.
So again, not so much a brand new experience getting into this integrative therapy model, but really looking to expand and build upon your existing practice.
Definitely. And the yoga has been fantastic. The yoga is part of every weekend. And it's something that I kind of dabbled with for the past 10 or 15 years, but never really did a serious practice. And this is forcing me to do it, and I really enjoy it. It's helping me a lot. And I so look forward to coming to the weekend.
Finally, last and certainly not least, Liz Latuga joins us, our fourth scholarship winner. And Liz, tell us a little bit about how you got started in nursing. I know you've actually wanted to be a nurse for quite some time.
I have. I wanted to be a nurse in second grade because I wanted to help people. And I was really fortunate to realize my dream. So I'm really happy to be here.
And you have quite a varied experience in nursing care. I mean, looking at the list of things that you've done, from hospice nurse and visiting nurse, occupational health, med-surg, women's health, is there any area of nursing you haven't done?
Just labor and delivery. That's about it. But the great thing with nursing is, you know, you can move around. If you get tired of one area, there's so many different fields to go into in nursing, and that's the beauty of it, and that's what keeps you interested.
What about your background? Have you had any previous experience with this type of integrative therapy or with any of these types of alternative approaches to healthcare?
Well, I've always been interested in holistic modalities. I started doing yoga at 16. A friend's mom was a nurse, and I used to come and help her teach yoga for free in the parks on Staten Island. And that was my first experience. And then I've always kind of incorporated as much as possible into my practice. Even when I was a nurse on Wall Street, I would have my holistic nurse book and say, well, you could try this or that. You know, so I've always felt it was important to offer those options. And currently when I work, I've been using breath work all along with my patients just for relaxation and that type of thing. And it really seemed to make a difference. So when I heard about this program, I said, you know, I want to be part of it. I'm fortunate enough to work with Urban Zen integrative therapists at the hospital where I'm at, and I see the difference that they make with the patients' lives, with pain, anxiety. It just makes the overall hospital experience so much better.
So what are your expectations? I know you're 3 weekends into the program. You meet 1 weekend a month. What are your expectations looking forward to the remainder of this 12-month training program that you're hoping to bring back to your practice?
Well, I'm hoping to, looking forward to the yoga with patients in bed. We have senior citizen centers out where we are that I thought that would be a great place to work with patients on a volunteer basis. And also just for self-care. You know, nursing is just such a stressful job. You come home and, you know, sometimes you work for 6 hours without a break and you just have nothing left inside. And I think this will help me as a person just kind of replenish the tank and fill back up and just be a better person overall. And I think that will show through with my patients, my family, and really everything I do in my life. And I haven't had experience with Reiki before or aromatherapy, so those are two things that I'm really looking forward to learning and learning more about and getting better at. So I just think this is really going to bring my practice, nursing practice, to a whole other level. And I think in the end I'll really be a much better person all around.
I know, Jennifer, you also had not as much experience with these types of alternative approaches to care. What are your specific expectations that you're hoping to gain from this program?
Well, my expectations from the program are twofold. One, to learn how to better take care of myself so that I can, give better of myself to others, including my coworkers and my family, my friends, as well as the patients and their families. Secondly, just to be able to take this new knowledge and share it and disseminate it within the healthcare community and in just in the community in general. So I have high expectations for the program, and that's just going to require me to have higher expectations of myself and to just become better overall. It's not just that it's going to make me a better aromatherapist or an aromatherapist or a Reiki level one therapist or a yoga therapist. It's just going to make me become an all-around caregiver, and that's my goal, is to be the best that I could be at this job that I've been so lucky to be given.
I'm going to ask this next question to Deborah and Patty. I'll start off with Deb, but Patty, feel free to jump in. You two have more experience in this area, so I'm curious. We hear a lot of everyone talking about refilling the tank, recharging the batteries, that it's so important for the caregiver to focus first off on making themselves as healthy as possible and helping themselves, as again I say, recharge the batteries, refill that tank. Deb, starting off with you, how important is that for you, and is this changing any of your viewpoints on how you need to care for yourself?
Yes, definitely. As I said, I've been in the field of holistic nursing for 30 years, and I've always had the mindset of taking care of myself. And I think that's, you know, really played out for me, and I think I've been a strong presence on any job that I've had. But now in Urban Zen, it's also, let me step back a minute. I've also always believed that there isn't one modality in and of itself that's the answer. And I always feel that we have to all use many modalities to care for ourselves. So what I love about this program is that we're learning so many different modalities. It's a very comprehensive program to really bring a true balance in our lives for ourselves. You know, as Patty has mentioned, you know, it's like I'm being forced to do my yoga each day. And, you know, it sounds terrible to say that, but it's wonderful. It's such a gift because I feel my body getting stronger. I feel my meditation practice strengthening. The information about the aromatherapy is amazing. My awareness of my nutrition, my own nutrition, has gone up tenfold in just the short time we've been together. So it's all of these modalities that help to bring true balance within yourself. So it's just bumping up my awareness a hundredfold of myself, my being, my wellness, and I'm already, you know, treating people. You know, I'm thinking already of who I can help with aromatherapy, and I can use this oil and that oil. It's always been my tendency. As soon as I learn something, I want to share it and help other people. So I'm already there. So, and I think that Urban Zen is such a strong foundation. Years and years ago, when I started in therapeutic touch modalities, people, you know, they were very frightened of it, basically. Now we're definitely in a different day and age, and Urban Zen is a strong foundation that we can actually move in to the mainstream.
Patty, any thoughts?
My thoughts are very similar to Deb's, but what I really like about this program, one, that it's called integrative therapy, because that's truly what it is, taking all these different modalities along with the medical model and integrating all of that. And since we're experiencing all of this, I'm able to now, you know, really be a testament to people that these things do work. I mean, it's amazing how much more centered I feel when the same conflicts that have been arising all along in work arise now. It's just more taking a deep breath and getting centered and addressing the issue that way. So I really feel I'll be able to help my patients and people that I work with understand that this really works. It's not going to cause any harm, and it can only help people. So I'm really excited about doing that.
I want to close out with something that our listeners, they're listeners of this program, are nurses or nursing students that are working with patients right now and are dealing with the challenges you all understand. Is there something that each of you might share that, you know, they can't take this class right this instant, but maybe there's something they can take with them from just something you might share with them that they could take back to their patient care, either for themselves or for their patients or for their colleagues?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. That's such a great question because, you know, locally, nurses can find sometimes there's free yoga classes or free meditation classes in their community. So I would say, you know, maybe look into something like that and try it and see if you like it. And, you know, it helps you take care of yourself. So I think that's a really important thing. And just see what's out there, you know, in your community and get interested, or maybe online, take a class, something like that. But there's a lot out there, and there's a lot for free. Local yoga studios always have, you know, free restorative classes or meditation classes, yoga by donation. So those are really great things that someone can get interested in and try it and, you know, just see if it makes a difference. You know, I find with the yoga and meditation, I'm so much more centered and calm, and everyone's noticing it. Not only my family, but my patients have said, you know, you're just so calm, and it's been a really great experience. And so I just see a difference in me from these things. So I would say, you know, check it out and, you know, try and see what's out there.
Deb, how about you? Any thoughts to share with our listeners?
Sure. My first thought and a very strong thought is that right now, today, you really are a presence for your patients and your coworkers, and If you can begin to develop a simple practice of, in the morning before you begin your day, of going within yourself to find a place of peace, in whatever form that you can find that to do that, and begin your day in that place, because we all know that oftentimes you have maybe 2 minutes with a patient, but in that 2 minutes, if you are fully present and you're coming from your heart, they will get something. And I think that's the most important thing in any field that you're working in.
I really like that, and it's so true. I know in my own experience, so often you're standing there with patient A, and you're already on patient C in your brain because you've got these list of things that have to get done.
Absolutely. And of course, as I said, I've been a nurse for 40 years, so I've been in, you know, many situations, and I know, you know, for a fact, that in any situation, if you just develop the mindset of being present within yourself, you can make a tremendous difference in 1 minute per person. And just look at the person as a person from your heart, and you will give them a lot.
Jennifer, what would you like to share with the Nursing News listeners as you start this project, as you move into the beginning stages and are starting to get more involved with this integrative therapy?
Well, I guess the thing that I like to say, and I think I've probably said it on every time I've spoken with someone about the program, is basically to just open your mind and open your heart to other ideals of health and wellness and the possibilities that that opens for both yourself and for all those that you'll touch throughout your career. Specifically with self-care, you know, I think it's ingrained in nurses very early on to forget about themselves and focus on everyone else, when in all actuality we need to really focus on ourselves so that we can give more to everyone else. And I think, you know, obviously these modalities may not be for everyone. Being in Urban Zen and a grave therapy program may not be a possibility for everyone. But like Liz said, there's a lot that you can sample with throughout the communities by taking a free yoga course, by going online and just reading about Reiki, or, you know, picking up a book and reading more about nutrition and its role in true health and wellness, and also disease prevention and meditation and contemplative care, just learning a little bit about things and being open to that knowledge and then going from there. So the best thing is just having your mind and your heart open to new things.
It's hard when you're stuck in this niche. You kind of get stuck in a rut sometimes in your nursing care, because, you know, it's go to work, it's do the same things every day, it's the same types of patients, and it's very easy to get off track from the things you may have learned in the beginning in nursing school, or the things you may have picked up at a conference, and it's difficult to focus and bring those things back. But if you can focus on yourself and making yourself the best you can be, at least in the beginning, that can be a great start.
And can I add, it's Deborah again, just really quickly, it's how do you deal with stress, you know, because that's a major issue when you go to work as a nurse. So if you find ways to deal with stress is just so important in terms of caring for yourself and functioning differently on the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Patty, you get the final words here today. What would you like to share with the Nursing Notes Live listeners that can help them today to improve their care?
I think the simplest thing that I could say, and it's something that, you know, probably a lot of them are aware of but maybe get so busy that they don't do, is go into your patient and make that eye contact and touch them. You know, simple touch therapy, just an arm on the shoulder that, you know, remains there for a little while, and letting them know that you're there for them. And just a brief, find out a little bit more about breath awareness and meditation, because that's something that you can explain to a patient in a minute or two if they're having a troubling time while you're touching them, while you're looking them in the eye, and in that calm way explain that to them. So if nurses wanted to just look a little bit up about breath awareness and a little bit about meditation, I think that would help greatly them and their patients.
Well, I want to thank all four of you. I'm excited to be able to be at least peripherally part of this project just because I'm going to get a chance to talk with the four of you again periodically over the next year and find out more about what you're learning and what your experiences are. It is just so important that we remember that it's still, you know, focusing on the patient, making us the best we can be so that we can be the best for our patients. So I want to thank the four of you, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation to find out how much you've learned and what you're excited about most about the project with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. Don't forget to check out the entire June 2011 issue of Nursing Notes, focusing on hospice and palliative nursing care. This month's Nursing Notes newsletter includes articles on the similarities and differences between hospice and palliative care, the beauty and benefits of working in both practices, and also a quick look at nursing faculty programs and awards. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't forget to catch our other episode this month with a group of hospice and palliative care nurses talking about their experiences in this very special type of care. You'll find this and our other podcast episodes at www.nursingnoteslive.com, the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page, and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.